guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Let's do this.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
We need some Leroy today. Let's see what's going to happen today, because every day this week has been crazy.
It is.
Mercury's in retrograde or something. You're probably right. That's probably what it is.
That other girl website is trying to, you know, our audience be better than us, and
they
just can't. Even the poor girls,
they
can't be better than us.
Oh, you know what? I've created a monster.
Oh, bring it, girls. Bring it.
Oh, my God,
he just
ran. Throwing the gauntlet down. Stop the music. Ginger is throwing the gauntlet down.
It is time to step away from the training bras.
Oh, God. Oh, she comes out swinging early this morning. In case you were wondering where you were, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. It is not the roller derby, but it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I am Corey, that lady over there.
I am Ginger. Oh, yes, all day.
Wow. We like when Ginger's sassy. You will not see her like this often. Write it down. Write the date down. Record it. It will not happen often.
I know, because, you know, I'm all sweet and innocent and nice right up until you run past me in PvP.
What's his name? What's the poor guy?
Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman. Forget Leroy Jenkins. It's Sean Bowman. Sean Bowman, do you have your PvP flag on?
Yes, he's always so much fun. He's such a good little sport, too.
Have you still been killing him?
Maybe. I've not actually seen him in a couple of days. I've been looking for him.
Oh, I bet I know why.
Done rolled and all.
Yes, he went and rolled and all, so he could get away from you. He's probably passed by you quite a few times and made sure his PvP flag was off. Ah, yes, it is that day. It is that time. It is Thursday. Ah, yeah. One more day before the week is over. And it's been a crazy, crazy week. I hope it's not been crazy for y'all like it has been for us. So, Ginger, do you want first? You want me to go first?
I'll totally go first.
All
right. Supremacy MMA gives girls the right to fight, bringing the first women fighters to an MMA game.
Oh.
Right, so I had to ask myself, what's an MMA game? An MMA game is mixed martial arts. See? Learn something new every day.
You are right.
Female fighters Felice Herrig, who is Little Bulldog, and Michelle Gutierrez is Diablita. I probably said that wrong. I'm sorry. Get the right to fight for the first time in the MMA video game genre. Global video game publisher 505 Games and developer Kung Fu Factory have revealed today that real-life female MMA fighters Felice Little Dog Herrig and Michelle Diablita Gutierrez will appear in Supremacy MMA. This marks the first playable femme fighters in the history of MMA games.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am going to kill this name. I apologize. Richi Rukavina, CEO and creative director of Kung Fu Factory, says, female fighters are not represented in MMA games and face a giant class ceiling in the fighting world. We're proud to be a part of raising the profile and giving these tough-as-nails fighters their due in the virtual cage. Herrig, an XFO and UEC, XFO, UEC, and Bellator vet, and Gutierrez, Wand Fight Team's sole female brawler, will bring their likeness and hard-hitting set of skills to the game's hyper-fast, no-holds-barred combat system. I'm not able to talk today, and I have had to. I don't know what to do. Herrick says, being one of the first women to represent MMA in a video game is a dream come true for me. This is our chance to finally show gamers that female fighters can hold their own.
Awesome.
Yes. Gutierrez says, joining the roster of fighters for Supremacy MMA is definitely awesome. The game takes a totally different approach to MMA, so I think it's perfect that this is the game that features women for the first time. So this is going to be awesome. Where can you find it? Maybe you want to see more. It looks like it's going to be out in June of 2011. For the Xbox 360 Entertainment System and the PlayStation 3. And you can head over to SupremacyMMA.com for some awesome screenshots and more about the game.
And I do see there is a video of Michelle doing Kung Fu. I am definitely going to get that up on the site for you because, you know, we're all about the girls.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, if they would give it to me. Hey, people.
Hand it over.
Well, I'm going to have to contact you at 505 Games about your trailer posting business. What am I going to do with them? Well, I do have some screenshots at the very least. I have some screenshots for you. And we'll harass them about some video for you. Okay, so I am not sick anymore, but I do sound like I am, I guess. Speaking of women, this story comes to us. Yeah. Stop being contagious, Ginger. Comes to us from our friends over at GamePolitics.com. Duke Nukem Forever developers saying to all you activists out there, feminist organizations, bring it, is what they're saying. Gearbox Software president Randy Pitchford said he's not worried about feminists or any of you other activist groups out there taking issue with the company's saucy first-person shooter, Duke Nukem Forever. In fact, again, he says, bring it. It'll help promote your cause. He spoke to Eurogamer at length, and he says he can see both sides of the issue when it comes to Duke's strong personality and questionable behavior. And he's quoted directly as saying, I'll tell you what, if some feminist organization that is doing a great job advocating women's rights worldwide, which I think is really important, can get some advantage by using Duke, go for it. How is there a downside for humanity? Go for it. Take it. Use Duke. That will be awesome. If anyone can better our world through the use of anything, and if Duke is a tool to help them do that, that's fine. The people that are entertained, the choices people make are their choices. He's saying that doesn't mean that he won't defend the game and some of the things that are in it. I'm not going to quote. You can go and read that because we don't want to get ourselves in trouble here. Ha ha. But I think this is exciting. I don't plan on protesting. It's Duke Nukem. You know what to expect when you pick up the game. It wasn't like it's false advertising. On a related note, on the credits page, however, Gearbox has put up a list of people that have worked on the game over the years. And I do want to say there are most likely a few women thrown in the bunch. Ha! Huh. Amazing. But you thought it was all guys. Yeah, sometimes women work on games like this. Matter of fact, lead designer, Playboy the Mansion game, way back when, woman. A brilliant one at that. I just wanted a better simulator from her. I didn't care that it was Playboy. I actually enjoyed taking the pictures. See, that's where it started for me. That's how it got started. So anyway, you guys go check that out on GamePolitics.com or pop over to Eurogamer.net. And I'm going to try to gather some oxygen from my tank here.
All right. Sounds like she's all out.
Yes.
All right. Well, Hansoft partners with the IGBA Foundation during GDC to raise funds and create awareness. $20 will be donated for every person who posts in the Hansoft new web forum.
Yay!
That is awesome. That's a lot of money for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They say, we wanted to get our community of Hansoft users aware and involved in our new forum. At the same time, support the IGDA Foundation and all their great projects. We've been working with the IGDA for a long time, and it feels like a natural thing to take our partnership one step further and help spread the word about the foundation. This is coming from Patrick Palm, Hansoft CEO. So Hansoft will donate $20 to the IGDA Foundation for every person who makes a post about their favorite Hansoft feature in Hansoft's new web forum before the end of March 2011. The winner of a drawing from among the participants will also receive a $200 Amazon gift card. So that is awesome. The donated money will go to the donated money will go to some of the projects the IGDA Foundation support. For example, Gamers with Disabilities, the Patrick Downey Cancer Fund, the Romero Archives, and the annual Eric Disband Memorial Scholarship for AI Development. And that's brand new. That's the guy that was just died a couple months ago. All right, so you want to know where you can go to make your post and help these guys get $20? You can head over to www.hansoft.se/webforum. And all you have to do is post about your favorite Hansoft feature in the assigned forum. So that's awesome. Head over there and do that. Sounds like it's really, for a really good cause.
Yay! So, got a lovely new PR for you. I'm going to share with you. Let's see. Stop leaving your partner to say... Oh, no, that's spam. That was horrible. Release date has been set for Darkest Hour. If I could get alerts to stop popping up over here. They've released a game player. Paradox Interactive, one of our favorite companies, says today confirmed release date for their next project under the Europa Engine Project's label, Darkest Hour, a Hearts of Iron game. The game will release on the 29th of March for download through all major digital download partners, probably Steam for those of you who are Steam addicts. It's developed by a team of experienced modders from the Paradox forums. Darkest Hour is a standalone Hearts of Iron 2 game featuring a mixture of short and in-depth campaigns set across the darkest chapters of the 20th century, from the outbreak of the Great War up to the onset of the Cold War. Darkest Hour will introduce a new artificial intelligence that is now available to react to hundreds of different situations simultaneously, along with a dramatic diplomatic system that will allow the player to have a real impact on the course of history. We will try to get that trailer up for you shortly. Some of the main features are you can play different campaigns from the onset of the Great War to the outbreak of the Cold War. Brand new game map redesigned for improved detail on both a strategic and tactical level. Unprecedented diplomatic system that gives the player a real impact on the course of events. And new artificial intelligence system that is now able to react to hundreds of different situations simultaneously, which I just mentioned. Again, if you can't wait and you want to go check out the trailer, I believe it's up on YouTube, or you can pop over to ParadoxInteractive.com. I don't think they have a Twitter.
I don't think so either. I can't remember it.
You know, they don't have a Twitter now that I'm thinking about it. They should. Maybe I should mention that to them. Tell them you guys need a Twitter, Facebook, something. Because Paradox makes good games.
Yes,
oh,
they do.
They do. Well, for this game, not for them in general. You can check them out on Twitter at Darkest Hour Team. And their Facebook is a very long string of numbers, which I will not share with you.
Sure, y'all can do a search for it.
And 1-4-3-3-7-9-4-1-9-0-3. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, it's Matrix.
Yes, it is the Matrix. Stop it, and it makes my heart hurt. I miss my Matrix online.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Image Metrics. I'm still crying. It's dead, Corey. Dead. Let it go.
No, it's not dead.
Dead. No, I'm sure it's alive somewhere out there.
It is. I just can't find it. Well, somebody who's playing on the Matrix Construct thing, let me know where it is so I can play too. You keep telling me about it, but nobody ever tells me where to go. Anyway, continue.
I think they don't want to play with you.
Teases.
Image Metrics Incorporation today announced the availability of Faceware 3.0. It's revolutionary video performance and artist-driven facial animation software for the video game, film, visual effects, commercial, and television industries. Faceware 3.0 incorporates several new features to ensure creative consistency within animation teams and to increase productivity and ease of use. A full version of the software is available to download at www.image-metrics.com, including assets for free evaluation. Faceware 3.0 is the result of more than a decade of animation production experience creating AAA game titles, Oscar-winning films, and Grammy-winning music videos. Faceware utilizes a markerless video analysis technology and artist-driven performance transfer toolset to deliver ultra-high fidelity, truly believable facial animation in a fraction of the time of traditional and alternate methods. Facewear offers studios full creative flexibility, empowering them to handle all creative decisions and iterations in-house. CEO of Image Metric CEO Robert Gehorsam. sorry, people. Yeah. Last year's launch was a direct response to our customers' desire to internally own creative control of their work. This year's release is the answer to our customers' stated definition of that creative control. We're delighted to provide the entire creative community access to the identical technology we've used in-house to great success over the past several years. All right, so the new couple of features that they've added are Auto Pose, Shared Pose Database, and Curve Refinement. You want more information, you can... No, you can't go there. You can go to their website, though, www.image-metrics.com.
For the person who just sent me the lovely private message on Twitter asking about, did I find out any information about the iPad 2? No, I did contact Apple yesterday and have not heard anything back from them yet. So maybe tomorrow they'll respond. Left them a nice message. And I will not tell you the number because some of you are crazy. But no word from them yet. However, I think this next story, of course, comes from Game Politics, should go on the list of netiquette that we had up, things you don't do. Well, first, let me tell you this, why I say that. NetDevil, if you've ever heard of them, is facing some massive layoffs. Much of the information that they got, or employees found out they were possibly getting laid off, was on Facebook. Yeah. that comes from animator Toby Cochran, and he puts the number of layoffs at 20 employees, and here's the rest of what he had to say. I personally think it's pretty terrible to find news out that way and not to be correctly notified. We were all receiving phone calls tonight, and I just got mine about 2 hours ago. From what we've been told, a handful of artists will be kept on board and continue working on LEGO Universe, but at the moment, that will be a very, very small team. As the count continues to rise on Facebook, they've cut over 20 people. I will say I did enjoy the fun times I had at Indie and my push-up club, which was going strong for 18 weeks. I had over 35 people in the club at one point. With that said, I wanted to share one of my last animations at NetDevil. And you can view them on his Vimeo page, which is for some reason trying to compete with with YouTube. Amazing. You can also check that out, Eurogamer. That's bad netiquette, people. Some of you, don't tell people they are laid off or fired via Facebook. That's bad netiquette. You don't quit via Facebook. You don't quit your job via text. You don't call in sick via Facebook or text. You don't fire people via Facebook or text. If you have that much of a problem facing people to tell them bad news that they've lost their job or that you can't call in sick, then you don't need to have a job or you don't need to run a company. Call
back to mama, go clean back to her skirts because she's not ready to be an adult.
I mean, honestly, do you think Donald Trump is running around and he's afraid to call his employees and say, you know, I think I need to fire my assistant. Let me text her.
No.
He walks out. Say, you know what, Sally Mae Jane? You don't work here no more. Pack up your desk. You're out.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Sally Mae Jenkins. You got a thing for that name, woman.
I said Jane, but yeah, I do like Sally Mae Jenkins. That's my horse. Sally Mae Jenkins. Sally Mae married to Leroy Jenkins. You see, Sally Mae Jenkins. She's married to Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, that's cute. all right. Zoo Entertainment Incorporation, a leading developer, publisher, and distributor of interactive entertainment software, along with publisher Rombax Games, today announced plans to release the Demolition Derby-inspired racing game, Mayhem, in March 2011. This is going to be for the Xbox 360, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Yes, yes.
Mark Saramet, Zoo CEO, says, "We are fully committed to continuously delivering engaging and high-caliber titles to consumers and recognize the importance of utilizing technologies such as 3D. There's nothing like the thrill of a good racing game, and with Mayhem, we plan to make the experience as real as possible through optional 3D gameplay and never-before-seen racing and demolition action. Featuring a distinct noir comic book aesthetic, players are challenged to crush or be crushed in the white-knuckle racing and car destruction game. Highly customizable for hours of opponent-pummeling entertainment, Mayhem boasts 20 levels and 5 arenas and 4 exciting game modes, including Demolition Derby, an intense contest to be the last one standing, Banger Racing, a drag-out brawl to land in the pole position, Domination, a fight to knock opponents into the dreaded pit, and Eliminator, a pole position race with a twist. Players must cross the finish line at the front of the pack or be eliminated. Up to 8 users can participate at a time and choose from 120 different vehicles and 6 different classes: muscle, sedan, wagon, coupe, truck, and monster truck. Players also work to accumulate mayhem points to unlock new levels earned each time they smash into an opponent's vehicle, resulting in a loss of parts or even explosions. White mayhem points indicate damage inflicted, while red mayhem points note damage sustained. Drivers can further enhance scores by earning boosts from collecting parts knocked off other vehicles. When the boost meter is entirely filled, players receive ramming speed, rendering them nearly unstoppable. As an added bonus, mini-game challenges such as Pit Pusher, Duck Shoot, Rear Wrecker, and Part Collector are also encountered throughout Mayhem to test players' automotive fortitude. All right, so you are going to want to see some screenshots. Looks like I don't have anything. But if you want to go check out Zoo's creation site, you can head over to indiepub.com. I'm looking to see if I can find a price. Oh, yes. Published by Roombax Games and developed by Left Field Productions and distributed by Zoo Entertainment, Mayhem is rated E10 plus for ages 10 and up and will be available March 2011. For the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and is going to be going for $39.99 each.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
No, not bad.
Well, you amateur developers out there will be very, very happy with this next story. Epic Games, you know those people that made the Unreal Engine? Yeah. It's going to be available for your PSP. Yay! Epic Games founder Tim Sweeney presented a real-time preview of a large outdoor environment running on NPG at the PlayStation Meeting 2011 last month in Tokyo, demonstrating a sweeping panorama full of particle systems, animating characters, and atmospheric lighting effects. Excuse me, needed to cough. He says, we're very proud to be on stage with SCE to give the world just a taste of what Unreal Engine 3 can do on NPG, said Mark Rain, who's the vice president of Epic Games. NGP raises the bar for the performance and handheld platforms with its multi-core GPU and shader-based multi-core CPU. This makes Unreal Engine 3 a particularly advantageous fit for NPG. Furthermore, multiple Unreal 3 licenses are already working with NPG, some of which have indicated they intend to release their games for the platform's launch. Says we see NPG as a true game changer with a perfect combination of performance, innovative controls, and gamer appeal that makes it truly a high-end console in your pocket. Is that a console in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? I had to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, she so went there.
I had to do it. You can go and check out the latest technology with Unreal and NPG at epicgames.com/technology, or you can go over to unrealtechnology.com. This is very interesting. I'm wondering if they're going to be doing anything with the Nintendo DSi, because I would think a 3D game built with Unreal Engine on a handheld console would be epic, pun intended. Hello? Ginger,
I'm talking,
you?
I'm talking, and I'm muted.
I'm contagious, apparently. We got time for one more story before a break, Jen. Do it.
All right. Well, actually, this isn't so much a story. It's just letting people know that if you head over to Alienwarearena.com right now, they have a nice little sign-up for Darkspore closed beta keys. They're going to be giving away 5,000 keys to access Darkspore's closed beta weekends. Yeah, so this is going to be awesome. So, again, you're going to want to head over to alienwarearena.com/giveaway/Darkspore.
And what if we don't want to go play Darkspore? Can we win a key then? I'm causing problems.
Guess not. Oh, but you may want to go. As I was reading this morning, when it first came out, they had 5,000 keys. Looks like they're down to less than 3,000.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you had to pause. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know. It's okay. So I guess we should take a break. Ha ha ha.
Break? What's that?
One of those things you do between us going to non-streaming and, you know, one of those things. I'm feeling some GTA today. I think I'm going to go back into Liberty City this weekend. I'm still trying to get you to play some GTA.
Yeah, I spend all day running over people.
Yes, and that's the beauty of being able to play GTA. You could.
I'm gonna hurry back. I'm not quite game news. I'll see you later. Oh, yes, we all gotta come back. Somebody asked about this. This should be the opening song, the opening title on GTA. So I told you GTA is on the phone. The whole set.
Yeah.
Yes, you can just start playing and open. And I just came over to the dark side too. I just helped install the theme. I've been trying to avoid it.
What is BT and the Warbler thing today? Is that new with DJ for us or something?
No, it happens every once in a while.
That needs me a new GTA. I'm Jonesin. Come on,
Mom. please give it to her before she takes it out and starts trying to do it in real life.
I would never.
Yeah, y'all hear that evil laugh?
I would never, ever, ever, ever. Maybe I would. You know how the authorities think. That's what we do. That's how you learn how to be a criminal, by playing a video game.
I know, right? Taught me everything I know.
Yeah. I think, according to GTA, I'm supposed to get off the boat and meet with my cousin, who's a foreigner. Never mind, I was born here in America. But he's going to be waiting there, and he's going to take me back to his business. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be involved in this life of crime, and I'm going to have a gun on me already when I get off the boat. Gun already. The clip.
Yeah, and we're going to totally know how to run games.
Yeah. I'm going to know how to ride a motorcycle, which I don't know now, but I'm going to learn by watching the video game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know how to do drugs. I'm going to be able to walk into people's houses at random. And there will be guns in the back trunk of cars along the street.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm going to be able to afford a cell phone from a fictional cell phone company.
And I'm going to know how to skin an animal and get, you know, clothes off of it without even actually doing anything.
And I'm going to be a man, apparently.
Mm.
There you go.
No. No.
Yeah.
There
you go. You people. All right, we are back. Well, we've not actually left for some of you, but I would like to alert you that you have 49 seconds until the Gamer Girl Radio Lunch with Ginger and Corey apocalypse. No, until we end the show live and it goes to streaming. Sorry, so you'll have to download and listen to the rest. And those rest of you enjoyed a nice little musical interlude. Yay!
Yay!
So I suppose it is my turn to go.
I do think it is your turn to go.
Well... Out of all these layoffs that have been going on this week, and this just actually literally popped into my mailbox. Well, two things. The thing that we just told you about NetDevil, this came from our friends over at GI.biz. You guys got to jump on it. When we say 11 o'clock, we mean 11 o'clock, people. but
something good has come from all these layoffs. Former members of Activision's Vicarious Visions have banded together to form a new development studio called Play.
Ooh.
Yes, in Philadelphia called Play Eternal. The company management includes Vasquez and Brandon Van Slyke, who have worked on the Sit Down and Breathe Marvel Ultimate Alliance series. Breathe. It's okay. Also on that team is Louis Trancitella and Michael Worth. The company says they will focus on digitally distributed content for consoles and other platforms and plans to use Trinity's Vision Engine for its first game. Van Slyke is quoted as saying, "The market for premium digital services on consoles continues to grow, and we're excited about the possibilities the space offers." He said, "The talent we've been able to attract is perfectly aligned to develop highly polished and engaging games for digital distribution to their core audience." Congratulations, guys. We cannot wait to see what you do.
What is that?
That was not cat screeching. That was supposed to be applause. Let's try that again. It was worse.
Whoa. Possessed much?
Yeah, that was possessed applause, but we are very excited.
Is there a priest in the house? We need to get rid of this possession.
Oh, what's wrong with you PT people? You're scaring us. Wait, one more. Let's try it again.
No! Oh, I don't know what's wrong with it, but that is so bad. That is...
Oh, yeah. Wrong.
See somebody else calling,
That might actually be... No, I was hoping it was Apple, but it was not. Not Apple. Sorry, guys. You guys will really have to wait. I think they're probably overrun with people asking about it. Maybe I'll call again today.
That could be cool.
Yeah. We'll have to call one day. You know, actually... I just realized that maybe tomorrow we'll call during the news if we have a little time, just so you guys can hear. Hello, Apple people. We'd like to know about the iPad 2. Okay, Tidger, what do you got?
All right, well, I teased about this a little bit ago, and this is just a short little news update. We've all heard about the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, and that whole Sweden thing, you know, sex crimes. And him being extradited, well, turns out that they are going to extradite him. Yes.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, WikiLeaks, but this looks like not a good thing. Assange's lawyer said he would appeal against the ruling to the High Court, but I'm pretty sure with different governments leaning on them, Sweden's just going to, you know, kind of kill over. Judge Howard Riddle ruled that the allegations of rape and sexual molestation of two women are extraditable offenses, and a Swedish warrant was properly issued.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Assange has been out on bail during an extradition fight and has 7 days to appeal the ruling. Riddle said there is simply no reason to believe there has been a mistake about the arrest warrant. Assange's lawyers have questioned Sweden's judicial process and expressed concern their client risks being handed over to the U.S., countries leaning on them, which is investigating whether Assange's website should be held responsible for leaking classified information. There's a little bit more to the story. I pulled this from Yahoo over in the World section. So just head over there if you want to read the whole thing. This is why when you're trying to take on the big guys and you're taunting them, you gotta make sure you have no skeletons in your closet, none. You gotta be clean as a whistle, something. Ooh.
Well.
Here is.
Oh, I'll never be able to say that again without that whole phrase. Kind of like when those of you who are older, when I say, who are you going to call? The next line just pops to your head.
Mm-hmm. Ghostbuster.
See? Well, very, very exciting. And I know one of my friends is listening this morning. You stalker. 1 million accounts created ahead of the Rift launch. Trion World has revealed that over 1 million accounts have now been registered for its first game, Rift, which will launch fully next week. The game is about to enter its head start period, during which the pre-order customers are able to access the game ahead of the launch. Rift is a fantasy MMO, and the first of three projects that Trion has currently disclosed is going to officially launch in North America on March the 1st and in Europe on March the 4th. The game's release follows a series of
preview beta test, which allowed gamers to access the ever-increasing amounts of the title's content. Trion's other two titles include an MMORTS title called End of Nations, which we were giving away keys for that when I came back from PAX. Excellent game. And an untitled MMO project in association with the Sci-Fi Channel, which I believe I have some information on, but I'm not going to share with you just yet. I think we are under a gag order for now. No comments. Tinder, how did you like Rift when you played?
I liked it. All right, this is probably not something anybody else cares about, but I'm a huge steampunk fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, 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 really loved the whole steampunk feel to it. I loved that the clothes, all right, it was fantasy, but it wasn't at the same time. There was still steampunk to it. It was brass and coppery and sci-fi, and it was really pretty. I liked it quite a bit. So
I was amazed, and
for it being a beta, everything played really well. I did not notice one bug. I did fall through the earth.
I did.
Oh, you did. Oh.
I did. I can't even say this is a bug. It could just be that's the way it is. And I don't know if we're in. I have talked to the people at Trion Worlds about us going in. You may see one of us running around in there. You'll know who we are, obviously, by their names over our heads. No, we will not give you keys from another game while we're in there. I've had people do that before. Hey, I see you're giving away something. You're giving away keys for this other game. Can I? No. Usually if you see us in there, we're working.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find some of the quest items. Like, you know, there's one where, well, that's the other thing. Nobody's quests are the same either, I don't believe. You know, nobody's doing the same thing. There's very few people doing the same thing at the same time, which
yeah.
is very nice. But there's one where you have to find this guy and open a lamp or something, and then he comes out to defend it or something. I don't know, something crazy like that. But I can never find it. And when I found it, you will find this is another one that's leaning towards being hardcore. You will need a team to defeat this guy.
I do think I know which one you were talking about, and he did hurt a little bit.
He hurt me quite a few times. But it was beautiful for a beta. I was very impressed. And smooth running. I didn't crash out. There was no lag. And I'm telling you, there was a good, I know in the one area I was in, there was a good 100 people. I was counting, and I got up to like 70. And I was like, oh, my God, there's a lot of people in this area. And not a single bit of lag. I hope they're able to keep that up once it's, you know, up and going.
Yeah.
Actually, I hope so.
And it really wasn't all that hard. The quests were pretty well streamlined together.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pick up, you know, 2 or 3, 4 quests at a time, go and do them, come back, turn them all in, and then you went on down to the next area.
Yeah, they didn't have you running back and forth to the same area over and over.
Yes, I love that, because that flipping annoys me in other games. I do not want to go 30 minutes out of my way and then have to come 30 minutes back. That's just...
Even when you die, you don't have to go back.
No.
And them and Fallen Earth have that in common, that you don't have to run back and forth. Fallen Earth, if you've completed your quest, sometimes you have to go back to the person, but if you can't complete it for some reason, you don't have to go back to them again. You can hit the complete button way on the other side of the area without being there in front of them.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
nice. Good writing.
Yeah.
Well, any of you out there playing Rift, including my stalkerific friend, whose name I'm not going to say on the air, you know who you are. I'll say your character name from way back when, Victor, just so you know I'm talking to you.
Corey has a stalker? No way.
Stalker? He's so going to cut me. Look, Facebook message just popped up.
I got a motorcycle, Corey.
I got me a motorcycle. You forgot. first, hopefully you guys like Rift. Mm-hmm. We thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I liked it. It did kind of remind me of WoW with the cartoon graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But I happen to like those over the more hardcore ones. If there's less lag, more people are able to play. And with more people being able to play, that's a bigger population. So you get more friends to play with.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
What you got?
I got some Monty Python's what I got.
Oh, no, you're out of order.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And now for something completely different, Zed releases Monty Python Cow Tossing. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
How did I knew.
London, Madrid, and a little village in the northwest of La France. All right, I'm going to try to stop giggling here. The multi-platform digital entertainment company Zed Worldwide has today announced a launch, Monty Python's Cow Tossing, based on the global comedy phenomenon and available on iPhone, iPad, and Android, plus all other mobiles. Yes. From the license granted to Zed Worldwide by Space Enterprises Limited, Cow Tossing sees Arthur and his trusty knights are on a sacred quest to seek the Holy Grail in a tale that is epic, historic, and totally inaccurate. The game is the first release from Zed based on the worldwide license, and Monty Python fans will soon be able to test their knowledge of the classic comedy in the Monty Python's trivial, quizzical quest for smartphone platforms. That is not nice to try to tongue-tie somebody who's already stuttering on themselves. It's not nice, people. Zed's license rights includes all mobile content, and in a separate deal with Believe, the leading digital distributor and service provider for independent artists and labels in Europe, a series of exclusive ringtones will be available worldwide on iTunes as well as via network operators and Club Zed. This is the first time classics such as Lumberjack Song and Always Look on the Bright Side of Life are available on mobile. You can see more information on the Monty Python mobile content at montypythonmobile.com, or you can join the fun at facebook.com/, oh yeah, just look them up. That's a long one. Monty Python Mobile. Look them up on Facebook. I'm looking for a prize, and I'm not seeing any kind of prize. So just head over to the iTunes store right now and check that out. Again, that is Monty Python Cow Tossing.
Okay. I don't know how I can follow that yet. I need to clear my throat. Well, I guess this is probably going to be our last story because, you know, BT likes to cut us. But I had to end on a high note because one of my gaming heroes, Brenda Brathwaite, is got a new job today. Yay! Congrats,
Yay,
Brenda.
Way to go, Brenda.
She was the creative director of Raven Fair and the developer at LOL Apps. If you haven't played Ravenwood Fair, it is on Facebook and it is extremely addictive. Oh my God. It's one of those games where you look at it and it doesn't look like it'll pull you in. It does. She's announced that she'll be joining John Romero at his new company, Loot Drops, as the COO, game designer, and co-founder. Romero founded Loot Drop with fellow ID co-founder Tom Hall at the beginning of 2011, which was spurred on by the success of the social movement and the desire for a new challenge, is what they're calling it. Brathwaite Romero and other Loot Drop executives, Robert Sirotek and Tom Hall, they have a long history of working together. And Brad, I screw up her name every time, and I did it when I met her, and I felt so horrible because she's like one of those people I call gaming royalty. I actually curtsy when I see her. Brathwaite sees Loot Drop as a chance to return to the days of small team development and passion. She says there's this whole slew of us just entering the social space. That just seemed like such a crazy, exciting time, is what she told them over at Gamma Sutra. The perfect opportunity to start a company with friends and with people we've known for years. Brathwaite has a 30-year career in gaming, and which has given her plenty of challenges and experiences of working on large AAA titles, but she said she would relish a chance to try and crack social gaming too. Instead of thinking of Facebook as this amorphous gaming thing, she says she thinks of Facebook as a platform on which she can have a variety of games and a huge variety of experience. She's also quoted as saying, the weird thing that happens when people say there's this massive brain drain into these social games, nobody would dare say there's a massive brain drain into first-person shooters, nor would anybody claim that all PC games are first-person shooters. She also believes there's a great deal more creativity, fertility, as yet untapped on Facebook than people will give credit for, and pointing out the platform is very much in its infancy, with plenty of time and space to expand into more traditional areas of gaming. She's saying 500 million installed players represents a huge market, and she's right. So once again, congratulations to one of my heroes, and we wish you the best. And I'm watching, and stop getting me addicted. I had to step away from Ravenwood Fair in the winter. I really did. It was horrible. Not the game, the addiction I fostered. Damn raccoons. So I guess we need to go bye-bye, don't we?
I think so.
I guess I'll give.
I gotta go check out this Ravenwood Fair.
No, you. I have warned you. I'm serious. Serious. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But it sounds like fun.
Well, we will see you guys later on tonight, when we'll be talking more about some of these news stories. Try to stay out of trouble till then.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I totally date my avatar. She's hot.
I don't know. My avatar looks mean and fallen ours.
No, I date yours. And I also date Snow White. Holy cow.
You know, she does that in every game. She puts together these outfits where, you know, how do you look like a supermodel in the wastelands?
I know. I went over those avatars. I was like, there's no way to make this chick hot. I'm just going to throw stuff together. Now she's Snow White. It's like, where did that come from? I did not see that.
She comes riding up here, streaming back in the wind, all color coordinated. It was all slow-mo.
It was crazy. But then we all got naked.
Hey!
We may have danced on the bar.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I do have some footage for that, yeah.
That's coming soon. That's coming.
I didn't raise her pride of my.